Right now, the department has 30 days to act on a permit request when someone applies to build along a lake or stream. This plan would shorten that time frame to 20 days. But the bigger change involves what's known as presumptive approval. What that means is that if the department does not handle a permit request in time, it's presumed to be okay. It's a change long coveted by groups like the realtors and builders. Trempealeau Assembly Democrat Chris Dano says that with the DNR already short-staffed, this virtually guarantees there will be more building permits approved by default. He calls it a violation of Wisconsin's public trust doctrine.
It literally turns the idea of the public trust on its head. I mean, those lake beds and the bodies of navigable waters belong to everybody in the state. They do not belong just to the neighboring riparian owners.
But Republican Assemblyman Tom Tiffany of Hazelhurst says that while it's a big change, property owners will still have to abide by environmental protections.
That doesn't mean that you're going to get an approval of a permit without fulfilling the requirements. It just means that the department presumes that you have followed the letter of the law.
The plan is similar to one introduced by the governor in his recently completed special session, but with some controversial elements taken out. Among them, a provision that would have let lakefront property owners remove massive amounts of plant material from a lake or stream bed. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.